Welcome to WeCon 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaywin Cochran. This week, small and local is still the flavor for the majority of businesses around the peninsula, but as many of their owners would tell you, getting those ventures off the ground is anything but a straightforward process. Enter the Small Business Development Center. It's a go-to for everything from developing business plans to finding out what to take to the bank when you need a loan. The Alaska SBDC is run through the university system, and Cliff Cochran is the director at the local office in Soldotna. He says as much as any of those topics, the center also provides guidance for when not to go into business.
We had a client a few years ago that came to us and wanted to start a rock gym, which sounds really cool, but we did more research and figured that, okay, to have a rock gym, you need about a 50 to 100,000 population base. We've got about 34 in the Central Peninsula. So we said, okay, well, it's people are really outdoorsy here. It should do better than that. And so we did released a survey and then found that, okay, there's enough demand for it, but the price people are willing to pay wouldn't meet his minimum. So he ended up deciding not to go into business and built a rock climbing wall behind his house, and now he's much happier as opposed to possibly losing his duplex.
He says about two-thirds of the people that come to the center with a business idea decide not to go through with it after they dig into the numbers.
It's either the market here is too small, or probably the biggest issue is access to capital. They're great at making coffee, but they have maybe $5,000 and they need $100,000 to set up their kind of shop or whatnot. And so typically you'll need to obtain bank funding, you'll need 20% down or 20% cash injection, pretty good credit score, 650 or higher. Some industry experience, 3 to 5 years, and a really well-written business plan to get funded. And a lot of folks don't have them.
Students at UAA also produce mountains of research data that the center can draw from to help determine the prospects for opening up a new business, right down to how many cups of coffee you'll need to sell to make a go of it at that coffee kiosk you're trying to open.
We work with financial projections, so people coming in and looking to start a coffee shop or whatnot, we help them with all the startup costs and determining, okay, how much cups of coffee do you have to sell per day in order to break even. If your break-even point is 40 cups a day, you might be doing okay. If it's 100 and something, that's not so good. So it's good to be able to plan out before you start making serious expenditures.
And while we're at it, why are those coffee stands so popular anyway?
It depends. I know that Soldotna has more coffee establishments than Kenai right now, so if I was to plunk one down somewhere, it might be more towards Kenai, but I think they're also popular because the startup costs aren't terrible. I mean, if you're in the $40,000 to $80,000 range, you can get a fantastic one set up.
And those startup costs can be shouldered by investors from nowhere near a bank. Internet fundraising in the form of Kickstarter and other online sources called fintech loans has made a big difference in how capital is raised, and Cochran says the SBDC would like to get in on that microloan boom too, though with different goals than just locking in high interest rates.
One thing I also noticed on the peninsula is that people get kind of sucked into sometimes is there's the fintech loans, and they're easy to get. It's like a Cabbage, SnapCap. They're easy to get, but they come with really high interest rates, upwards of 50. They even go up to 99%, believe it or not. And so that's like cancer for a business. And so not necessarily in the peninsula, but statewide, our executive director, John Bittner, is really active in trying to figure out ways to help small business. And we're talking to Native organizations and some local governments. We're hoping at some point to offer this type of thing, maybe a $20,000, $30,000 microloan to clients, possibly even at 0% interest, just to help them get their business started. Because yeah, we see a lot of small business owners that are just really close. They have a great idea and it will work, but they just need $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. If they can just get over that hump, then they can get in good shape.
And you can find out more about small business help at aksbdc.org. Now time for this week's number, 4/10, 0.4%. That's how much income rose for Alaskans on average from 2016 to 2017. That, according to this month's issue of Economic Trends from the State Department of Labor. That rise represents all personal income, though, not just earned income through wages. That number actually fell as the state's economy continued to shed jobs throughout 2016. The slight bump in overall income can be attributed to a bump in the dividend and a smoking hot stock market. Meanwhile, the state continues to rank last in unemployment rate, overall job growth, and private sector job growth. Sorry to end this week on a bit of a down note, but that is it for this edition of Econ 91.9. I'm Shaywin Cochran, and we'll see you back here again next Friday.